Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a gentle reminder to the listeners, you can join all of your fave hosts from 106.7 The Fan for a special live show later this month. That includes us, includes Beamish and Finley, and Grant and Danny for a totally uncensored discussion of DC sports, behind-the-scenes stories of working in radio, and a preview of the Super Bowl matchup, and more. You can hang out with us for a night of sports, laughs, and fun. Tickets on sale now at tallyhotheater.com. So that's the end of the month. We want to see you there, the Tally Ho.
Somebody just tweeted us at Junks Radio and didn't realize it said that I left them hanging on the New Year's Eve party, that I didn't explain why EB didn't come to the party. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I probably didn't do that because I don't even know if I should say it. But since I threw it out there, sadly, praying for her, and she seems to be doing well, but his mom suffered a fall, broke her hip, had to have hip surgery, was in the hospital. Scary. And then EB was going to either, I didn't follow up, was either going to take her to the rehab center or to his house when she was going to be released the next morning, like early in the morning, New Year's Day.
Right.
So he got back from Florida, went to the Caps game, and then he had to deal with his mom.
Well, hoping for the best for her. Hopefully she recuperates.
Scary thing when you have a fall at that age and she's had a couple and then you break your hip and have to have hip surgery.
Yeah, it's a serious thing. And you just have to.
I know, like, your mom is in, like, kind of using a walker, I think.
Yep.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
We're getting older. Look, we'll be there someday.
Yeah, at some point, like, if I need a walker to get around at some point, just lean into that thing. It's trust me, it's better than falling. Falling is treacherous. It's scary, especially when you get up there in years. So hopefully Mrs. Bickle is okay. We're thinking of you, sending prayers and thoughts your way.
And, sent her a text. She seemed like she was in good spirits. Good. She answered my text, which was surprising because sometimes I've sent her texts and don't get a response for like 3 days, and then I randomly get a text. I'm like, "What's this all about?"
JP, sometimes people send me texts and they don't get responses for 2 to 3 days. So it's not just something.
It's not uncommon.
It's not exclusive to the older set.
Not just octogenarians.
Yeah, not just them. It can happen to semi-able-bodied 54-year-olds like your pal over here.
Yeah,
these things happen. From time to time.
All right, so Nick Dowd scheduled to join us. Caps coming off the win against the Bruins. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
Four of the next five at home at Capital One Arena. Nice.
They actually
home
played three games in 4 days. So they were busy there.
Yeah, coming out of the Christmas break, they had the back-to-backers into Toronto and Detroit. They split those. Ovi scored in both of those games. Didn't score against the Bruins, so hopefully he can get back on the scoring side again tonight.
All right, so Drab just kind of whispered in my ear that he's not answering.
Okay.
Nick Dowd has generally been very punctual.
Very reliable.
And has called, and I suspect he's going to be on because kind of I just retweeted Capitals PR every week, whoever runs that Twitter account.
Sure.
Right before either Carberry comes on or before Dowder comes on, they'll put out a tweet. Listen to the Junkies at whatever time the guest is supposed to be on.
Sure. But
anyway, we're efforting Dowder. Let's turn our attention a little bit to the NFL cakes, just to fill you in. We'll do a little Junkies Blitz.
I believe it is good.
Sponsored cakes.
Of course, brought to you by Offenbacher's. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and an outdoor furniture, too.
So we kind of started talking about it, that kind of the big news in the NFL, news-related, is Aaron Rodgers says it might be his last season.
Right.
That may not be by choice. When we talked to Baldy, he was like, well, what guys, what teams would want him? I guess we will find out. And boom, there he is, Nick Dowd.
Yep. Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals.
We'll get to the rest of the Blitz later.
Dowder, good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are we doing?
We are doing well.
Well, you sound sleepy. What time did you wake up?
Nah, I was up. Kids are up. 7:30. I'm ready to rip. Okay.
So I wanted to touch on your New Year's Eve. Now, I know your kids are relatively young. How old are your kids at this point?
Well, New Year's Eve is my kid's birthday, so he just turned 5.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
And then we got a two-year-old. Well, she turns 2 on January 4th. So.
Okay. So you got a 5 and a 2-year-old.
So guessing your busy month personally is like March.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's your making baby season?
Ah, jeez. Yeah, I guess so.
So I'm guessing that your New Year's Eve with two kids, 5 and under, or right around that age, not probably a rollicking, stay out late, you're in the middle of the season, like, give us the Dowder New Year's Eve. How did that go down?
Oh, it was good. We actually had a team New Year's Eve party this year at one of the restaurants in D.C. So we had like a nice dinner, and everyone just got to spend some time together and hang out after the game and watch the ball drop. And then we were out of there at 12:02.
Everybody's out at 12:02. That kind of happened at my party.
Dowder, am I a Grinch because I went to JP's, who's one of the other co-hosts here? I went to his New Year's Eve party, and I just called my shot. I said, dude, I'm going to be there early, but there's no chance I'm staying for the ball drop. Is it okay to go and bolt before the ball drops?
I'm all for that. People, people are trying to live their New Year's Day too. And then the people that don't have kids that are staying out, and then, that they can enjoy themselves and stuff. But, there's one of the old saying, nothing good happens after midnight anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Dowder, I did have to get home to my kids who are aged 27, 22, and 20.
All right, you're definitely a Grinch, and you need to keep your ass up.
You're probably right. So you guys have the Wild coming in tonight, and I was looking at your bio, and I didn't realize until today, and maybe I'm just a bad Caps fan for this, that you're a St. Cloud State guy from Minnesota.
Yep.
And then I started looking at all the athletes that have come through St. Cloud State, and it's like, half of the hockey players have ties to the Caps. It's Dowder.
We had three of them last year.
Chucky Lindgren is a St. Cloud State guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Nick Jensen, who was recently traded to Ottawa. And, you know, this is an obscure name, but I love watching this guy during shootouts.
Matty Hendrick?
The Paralyzer, Matty Hendrick. Right, I didn't realize he was a St. Cloud State guy.
That's not an obscure name. I hope Hendy, for some reason, is listening to this right now.
Yeah.
That is not an obscure name.
Yeah.
Hendy's a big hockey name.
That's John Auville who said that, Hendy, if you want to hunt him down and beat him up.
Did you guys marvel at his, like, the herky jerk, like the way he would approach shootouts? Like, it would literally freeze goaltenders. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do with that guy. That guy was like an artist with the shootouts.
I know. It's like his stick was a paintbrush. It was incredible.
It's pretty sick.
Hey, so how was that 4-day stretch with the 3 games? I mean, you end up with the win against the Bruins. Was that taxing on the body, or are you used to that?
No, that's taxing. I mean, basically, I feel like at this point in my career, I just grind it out in the middle of the day, in the middle of the days between the games, and then rev it up for 7 p.m. It's challenging. You play 3 and 4, especially coming off a holiday break where we were all, enjoying ourselves and probably staying up a little late and maybe having an extra glass of wine and eating good food. And, you come right off break and you got to refocus, and you play 3 really good hockey teams, kind of all back to back. That's really tough. Yeah. So, I mean, any point in the season you play 3 and 4, it's really hard but you do it right after a break. It's tough. Yeah.
So in the 3-1 win over Boston just a couple days ago, I saw that you guys combined to block 28 shots in front of Logan Thompson. How scary is that for the layman? Like we can barely skate, Dowder. We can barely get around the rink. But
I feel the same sometimes.
I don't know what it takes to just lay your body down in front of that that frozen biscuit that's coming off a dude's stick at like 90 plus miles per hour. What is that mentality like? It's just something that you're taught from, you know, like when you're playing juniors, you got to get down and block shots, help your goalie. And you guys certainly did that for Logan in the last game.
Yeah, well, I think what it comes down to is the fear of not blocking it and appearing as if you don't want to block it, I think is worse than getting hit with it.
Right.
You know, from a teammate standpoint, you never want to be that guy who people are like, wow, that guy definitely didn't want to block that shot and had no interest in doing it because the rest of us are doing it. You know, so, I mean, that's why you see a guy like Ovi or, you know, some of these guys that are the best players in the league still blocking shots. I definitely think hockey has a culture of you know, not putting anybody on a pedestal and the culture of it amongst teammates is guys expect everyone to do the little things and the tough things. So, I mean, every now and then you see a guy winding up and you're about 15, you know, because the farther you are away from the shot, the harder it hurts, right? So if you're right next to the guy shooting it and he shoots it immediately, that, you know, that that's the slowest that puck's going to be coming right off his stick. And so it probably hurts a little less and you probably have a better chance of not getting hit somewhere up high. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely some you know, I feel bad for some of the D-men that are trying to flex out to block a shot on a penalty kill and the guy's taking it from like 20 feet away and it's, you know, it's a Pasternak or a Ovechkin or someone that has a missile and, you know, you don't quite know, they're shooting high.
Yeah.
I think it's just something you got to do part of the game.
Yep. So you touched on Ovi there. I mean, just a freaking cyborg, two goals in the two first games back coming off the broken leg. How overjoyed and happy is he that he's back on the ice now? Because we kept seeing stories over the month plus that he was out where obviously he was still with the team. He was in the locker room there with you guys. And it sounded like he was just popping his head in wherever he could to still feel connected with the team. He's got to just be super pumped to be back out on the ice doing obviously what he loves.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people probably don't realize it, but over his 19 seasons, I believe it is now, I don't know, maybe 20, I don't want to cut him short, but I mean, he hasn't missed a lot of time. So right. I think this was one of his biggest, you know, injuries that he missed time with. So to keep him away from the game, I think is, you know, he was pretty, I think he was pretty upset about that initially. And then also, you know, he was pretty hot when he got hurt. And I think obviously, like, you know, we're winning, we're playing really well. He was contributing a lot. You know, we have the goal chase going on and, you know, so there's no avoiding that. And but it was great to see him kind of join the club again. And not only that, but just but continue kind of pick up right where he left off.
Let me give a quick golf clap to the two young centers, Mikey and Pro, both tied with 16 goals. I mean, the contribution offensively that those guys are giving has been huge for the Caps this season.
Yeah, they've been great. I mean, we've chatted about that already where you guys have asked, you know, what's the – I see the baby, Ruby, yes. I see him. Let's go. We've chatted, you guys have asked me, oh, you know, why is the success this year? What's different? And I kind of touched on that was one of the big things is we've had young guys that have stepped into big roles and played really, really well. And those two, among others, are a big reason why we've had so much success. I mean, I think our entire team has played well and our goalies, I think everything's been going well for us, but you know, you have two guys combined for 30 plus goals, that's going to make a big difference, right? Because regular season is all about winning hockey games. So it's been great to watch. And, you know, I hope they keep, running at this clip because it's obviously great for them. It's great for us. So
we had Coach Carberry on a couple of days ago and we were talking about kind of the last few weeks, kind of bigger picture. And he said that he felt like the team has fallen into a little bit of a lull. Now this is before you guys win the game against the Bruins. How do you feel how the team has played? Because you started off very hot and then maybe slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes that's inevitable. I think what's important is you recognize that. You know, you don't got to beat anybody up about it because we're still a good hockey team. We're going to find ways to win games. Is it going to look like it did, you know, the first 10 games of the season? Maybe not, but that's okay too. I think just what's important is to realize, like, where have we taken a step backwards and how do we fix that? Because, you know, the whole season is like a learning process, right? Like there's things that happen every single game individually where you're like, oh, wow, like I didn't anticipate that happening. Like I need to kind of earmark that and make sure that didn't happen again. And then there's things that happen as a team where you're like, you know, okay, like we got to learn from that and try and move on. And, you know, it stings a little bit, but that's a good learning experience that you can use later in the regular season and then trying to push for playoffs. You're never going to play. I mean, we got 82 games, right? Like we're never going to play a 60-minute full 82 games the whole season. Nobody is. You know, I mean, we'd love to, right? That's the goal. And that's why, you know, Carbs is good at pointing things out like, hey, we need to get better at this. And we've taken a step backwards in this category. And, you know, here are the numbers from the first 10 games versus the last 10 games. But it's also good to point out the positive stuff too, right? I think that's, you know, Carbs does a good job of that. There's a good balance. Is there a little bit of a lull? Maybe. I mean, I'm not going to call it that. I'm out there playing games. I feel like we're still working really hard. Guys are still competing, which is what's important. You know, I think you have that lack of compete. You're not going to win a lot of hockey games, regardless of how great your systems are, how great your team is. So I still feel like guys are working really hard. So I think we got the right we have the right process.
We're joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. Can you give us the Hockey for Dummies scout on the Minnesota Wild, who you have in the building tonight? They're second in their division, 50 points, close to you guys point-wise. What do you see when you break down the Wild?
Yeah, I mean, heavy team, heavy forechecking team, and they have some elite players too, and I think their goaltending has been playing well this year. So, you know, it's going to be probably a similar game to Boston, where it's going to be a tight game, close game. You know, they beat Nashville the other night 5-3, who's another heavy, hard hockey team to play against, and they're playing well. So, you know, and Minnesota's been playing well all season. That's why they are where they are in the standings. So I anticipate it to be another similar game. It's going to be a physical, you know, tight checking game, and you know, special teams may have a factor. So we're going to need to be good on the power play and good on the penalty kill.
All right, Dowder, thanks as always. Enjoy your game day nap, which I'm sure is just looming off in the horizon. I'm sure it's going to be a good one. We'll talk.
Can't
to you.
Wait.
Yeah. We'll talk to you again next week, man. Best of
all
luck.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye. Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Capitals take on Montreal when they are in town January 10th. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up next.